The Mishnah says on that Beis, Ha'isha nikneis v'sholosh drachim v'tonet nafka v'shtei drachim. Nikneis v'kese v'shtar v'viyah. The konet nafka v'ger of the Misa Saba. The Mishnah delineates the ways in which a person can be Makadosh an Isha, he can be kona a wife. Kesef shtar v'viyah. What is the source of each one of these kinyanei kiddushin? We'll see, the Gemara is going to have different sources. That's Isha. So she's nicknamed the Kesef Shtar Rubiyah, she's Kones Atzma, she can reacquire herself, the get, and meet the Baal. Either the Baal gives her a get, or the Baal dies, so then she's Materas Lashuk. Hayavama nicknamed the Ziyah, the Kones Atzma, the Chalisov, and Misas Hayavam. The Yavama also is nicknamed, but not the Kesef of the Shtar, only Bibiyah. That's Xeris HaKasa, that the Yavama is nicknamed to the Yavam, only Bibiyah. Someone passes away, a man passes away without any children, and he has a brother, so then there's a mitzvah of Yibum. The Yavama is nicknamed Zibiyah, Bias Yibum, and the Yavama is Konis Atzma to be Muteres Lashuk, B'chalitza, either if the husband does Chalitza, we're familiar with the basic concept, or if the Yavam dies. If the Yavam dies, if all of the brothers die, let's say there were two brothers, and one brother died, he doesn't have any children. So then the other brother can do Yibum or Chalitza. If he dies, so then the woman's Muteres Lashuk. If there's more than one extra brother, so then they all have to die in order for it to be Muteres. Or she would have to get chalitza from one of them. This is the basic Mishnah. That one can be kona and isha, either with a regular kiddushin, or to be kona yavama in certain ways, and both the yavama and the regular isha can be kona fatzma in other ways. Different ways that a man is kona a wife, and that the wife can be kona herself. The type of kinyan that the Mishnah starts with a regular isha is called kiddushin, or erusin. Different phrases that are used to describe that kinyan of ishus. We'll call it kiddushin, let's say. This is the first chelek of the kinyan ishus. Kiddushin. What's the source of this kinyan? Not the source of keses sharbiyah, but how do we know that one is makadosh and isha, one is kona and isha? So that's a pasuk in Parashas Ki Seitzei. Those of you who have the new Gemaras, you have the psukim right on the side of the Gemara. Ki yigach ish ishu va'ala. So it's all there. Kiddushin and Gerushin are right there in the pasuk. That kiigach ish isha uva'ala, a man is kone a woman, uva'ala. Sounds like there's bia, he can be kone bia, that's going to be the marker for bia. Kiigach, unclear exactly what the marker for kesef is, we'll see, kichakicha, we'll see, agzereshava, we'll see different things. But that's the basic pasuk that teaches me the concept of kiddushin. That's the basic level of a kinyan ishus. Now what's the status of a woman after kiddushin? She's an eishes ish. An eishes ish? It's not like kiddushin is the first step, but she's not an eishes ish yet. No, she's an eishes ish, even with kiddushin. Nafkamin, if she's mezana with someone, if she has bia with someone other than her husband, after kiddushin, that's all that happens. If she has deal with someone after kiddushin, she's chayav misa, and the bowl is chayav misa too. If she's a nara, then she's chayav skila. But if she's not a nara, like she's not specifically between the ages of 12 and 12 and a half, and she's mezana, then she's chayav chenek. If an eshe tish is mezana, she's chayav chenek, and the bowl is chayav chenek. Chayav misa. So she's an eshe tish. She's chayav misa if there's no safety. Similarly, once there's kiddushin, ain't kiddushin tovstimba. Once Reuben is mekadesh Sarah, so then Shimon can't be mekadeshim. So if Reuben is mekadesh Sarah, and then Shimon is mekadesh Sarah, and then Reuben dies, Sarah doesn't need a get from Shimon, because she was never mekadesh to Shimon. Ain't kiddushin tovstimba. No one else can be mekadeshim. The kiddushin are meaningless. No one else can be mekadesh. There's no tisah kiddushin. The kiddushin don't grant. They don't accomplish anything with someone else. Once she's taken by the first bow, then the second bow, the second perspective bow, can't do anything. It can't be Makadisha. There's no will be Machayev, the Boel, and the Isha, to Misa, and then Kiddushin talks about. Tu naf gemina to Kiddushin. She is an Eishes Ish, not for everything, but she is an Eishes Ish for two very important halachas. First of all, that she can't be Mezana, but if she's Mezana, she's Chayev Misa, and secondly, that ain't Kiddushin talks about. This is one part of the Kinyan Ishus. But there's another part of the Kinyan Ishus. And before we delve into the Kinyan of Kiddushin in greater detail, it behooves us to first try to understand the different aspects of the Kinyan Ishus and how they work together. Once we understand the different parts of the Kenyan Isha, then we can try to analyze each part. Look at Kesef, Shtar, and Bia, how it works, and what's necessary, what are the requirements, etc. What's the other part of the Kenyan Isha? Does anyone know? What's it called? Again, I heard? Nisuin, exactly. Nisuin or Chuppah. Sometimes the Gemara calls Nisuin the Lashon Chuppah. That there's Kiddushin and Chuppah. Chuppah v'Kiddushin, right? That's the bracha that we say under the Chuppah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a special isha that were Mekadesh and Isha, v'chuppah v'kiddushin. V'chuppah v'kiddushin. It's interesting that chuppah comes first in the bracha. It means through chuppah, there's kiddushin through a chuppah, or with a chuppah. We'll see, that actually might be a very important point. We'll get back to that later. Okay. Nisuin and chuppah, that's the second part of the Kenyan Ishas. What's the mocha for such a concept? Kihiga chishishu v'Allah, that I have in the pasuk, kiddushin. But where do I find Nisuin in the pasuk? It's also a pasuk. Some of the Mefarshim point out that the pasuk in Parashah Shoftim. In Parashah Shoftim, next week's Parashah, the Torah talks about all the people who don't go to war. There are certain people who get a bar, right? They get a pass. Someone who's born a bias below Chanocho, not a Karen below Chililo. He built a home, but he didn't live in there yet. He planted a vineyard, but he wasn't able to be Mechalel, the Peros. He wasn't able to eat any of the fruits. He didn't have net revai yet. He didn't take it up to Yerushalayim and be able to eat from the fruits. And one of the examples of a person who doesn't go out to war is Misha'eras Isha V'lo L'kocha. Someone who is Ma'aretz, a woman, Erusin, Kiddushin, Mekadesh, a woman, V'lo L'kocha, but he wasn't Lokayachim. What does that mean? How can you not have Likuchin if you did Kiddushin? Isn't Kiddushin Likuchin? The answer is apparently not. Apparently there is a Likuchin after the Kiddushin, and that's Nisuin. That's the Chuppah. That's the Makom. That's the remez in the Torah that there's a concept called Nisuin, above and beyond Kiddushin. Ishus is composed of two parts. There's Kiddushin and there's Nisuin, and they're different. The different parts of the Kenyan Ishus. You need a Likuchin after the Erusin in order to consummate the Kenyan of Ishus. How do you do Nisuin? Well, to do Kiddushin, the Mishnah told us. Kesef Shtar Bia. Clear. Three drachim. We're talking the Gemara. Are there any other options to create the Kenyan of Kiddushin? But the Mishnah says three. How about to make Nisuin? How do we do that? So the word Chuppah that the Gemara uses to express the concept of Nisuin indicates perhaps how to do Nisuin. We know Chuppah colloquially means to, you know, you have the klunsos, you have the poles, and a canopy over it. That's what we call a chuppah. So that pocket is one way to do chuppah. It is one way to do nisuin, is with what we call a chuppah. There's another way, that yichud haroi lebiya, according to the Rambam, yichud, that the husband and the wife are secluded together, that's a way to do nisuin. Not a way to do kiddushin. Kiddushin is kesef shtar ubiya, but yichud can do nisuin. Badekin, putting the veil over the kallah, that's another derech that the Rishonim have. We'll talk about all these different drachim as time goes on. And then there's some Rishonim who say, you know how to do nisuin? That's when the chas and the kallah go home. I think the Sardim are annoyed like that. They don't do a yichud during the chasana. They just go home together. When they go home together, that's what nisuin is. It's not chuppah, it's not what we call chuppah, it's not yichud, it's not badekin, but rather when the chas and the kallah go home together, that's nisuin. The Mishnah says in Ksubas and Afnan Zayin and Aleph that it used to be that Kiddushin and Nisuin were not done at the same time. You see, we don't really see the difference between the two because everything happens under the Chuppah. Everything happens so quickly that we don't even know what's happening. They're standing under the Chuppah, so unless someone points out that Chuppah is something significant, the Yichud is something significant, Badekin is something significant, you don't even realize what's going on because it's all happening so quickly at the same time. But it used to be there was a period of time to separate between the Kiddushin and the Nisuin. A period of 12 months. That's the Mishnah Ksubas. Mishnah Ksubas and Afnan Zayin. Nosim l'vesul ha-shnema tzachodesh mishitova ha-ba'a l'fanis es atzma. V'kshem sh'nosim l'ish, akach nosim l'ish l'fanis es atzma. It took time to get a dowry together, to get oneself together, the bedroom set and the dining room set, whatever they were bringing into the marriage, it took time to get everything together, to create the chasana hall. You know, they would build the chasana hall, and that's the house that they lived in. That's where the chasana kala would go. They'd build a home. So the hump of chasana cow didn't have a chasana there. It took time to get everything together. So before the Nisuin, there was a Kiddushin. After the Kiddushin, the girl lived in her father's home for 12 months, and after the 12 months, then they would be Nisuin. They'd come together, they'd have the chasana, and the chasana would take the kala home. So there was a break between the Kiddushin and the Nisuin. Nowadays, we do them together. We do both of them together. Why is that? Why do we change from the minig of the Mishnah? There were different reasons given by the Rishonim. Just two of the popular reasons. One reason is that we're afraid that the girl is going to be mezana between the Kiddushin and the Nisuin. If she's mezana between the two of them, then she's chayav misa. So we don't want there to be a lapse of time that she's living in her father's home, not with the husband. She's waiting for the husband. She's anxious for the husband. Maybe she'll be mezana. Maybe someone else will try to be mezana with her. Try to seduce her. That would be a terrible thing, because if she's mezana, she'll be asura labayla. So we don't want to create that window, that lapse of time between the kiddushin and the nisuin, which might lead to znus, and then it'll lead to issur, it'll be a problem. What's more, before nisuin, the husband doesn't really have a commitment. He hasn't made a full commitment. He's done the kiddushin, but they're not living together. So there's a concern that the husband might disappear. He might disappear. He doesn't feel a commitment to his wife. He might disappear, and then the girl's going to be stuck, because she's a full eishes ish. She is an eishes ish in terms of that she can't be mezana, she can't live with anyone else. If the husband disappears, then she's stuck. La'olam vayed. So to create that sense of commitment, Chazal instituted that we should do the Kiddushin and the Nisuin, but also Maimon. We should do them together, so that there'll be a full husband and wife. And then they'll have the commitment, then there won't be any chashash of nus, because they're living together. She won't be mezana with anyone else, so there'll be fewer concerns. If that's why our minhag is to do the Kiddushin and the Nisuin at the same time. What does Nisuin really mean? We said that with Kiddushin, she's an Eish Ish already. What does it mean that she's an Isur? What happened? What happened differently? Right? What changed with the Nisuin? With the Chuppah, with the Yichud, with the Vadekin, etc. The Beshechter is very fond of pointing out that the difference between an Arusa and a Nisua is that while an Arusa is an Eish Ish, a Nisua is an Eish Ish B'Vei Tavah. The Arusa is an Eishes Ish Shelo B'Vei Sadah. She's in her father's home. The Nisua is an Eishes Ish B'Vei Sadah. That's really the status of Nisua. Eishes Ish B'Vei Sadah. Where do we see such a concept that Nisua makes her an Eishes Ish B'Vei Sadah? And as we'll see, there are many halachos that apply to such a woman. Rabbi Shechter pointed out that it's a Gemara in Yuma, of all places. Gemara in Yuma says that the Mishnah, actually, the beginning of the Sechter Yuma, says that before Yom Kippur, they would separate the Kohen Gadol, and they would prepare another Kohen, Shemayera bo psul, lest there be some kind of psul with the Kohen Gadol. Maybe he'd become Tomei, they need another Kohen Gadol to do the Avodah on Yom Kippur. So they'd set aside another Kohen Gadol. The Behuda says, Af isha acheres maskinen lo. They also would separate another wife for him. The Kohen Gadol is married. But before Yom Kippur, Rabbi Behuda says, they would separate another wife. Shema Tomas ishta. Maybe the Kohen Gadol's wife will pass away. Shenema v'chiper bado v'ad beso. Beso zo ishta. The avodah of the Kohen Gadol is only going to work if he has a wife, the chiper bado v'ad beso, so we want to make sure that he's married. So after Behuda, we're going to separate another wife of the Kohen Gadol, lest his wife passes away, then he won't have a wife, it won't be v'ad beso, and the avodah is not going to work, so he'll have to have another wife, so we separate another wife for him as well. And the Chacham said, come on, if that's the case, then there's no end. We should separate a third wife, and a fourth wife, and a fifth wife. I mean, you know, anyone could die. So we don't do that. We separate another Kohen Gadol because it's quite possible that the first Kohen Gadol will become Tomei. That both of them are going to become Tomei, we don't have to worry about that. But one Kohen Gadol will separate. But to separate another wife, that we don't have to do. So the Gemara in Yuma is troubled. Well, you tell me, Bechibe Bado Va Beso tells me Beso, Zo Ishto, the Kohen Gadol needs a wife. But setting aside a woman that he should marry doesn't make her his wife. They have to be married to be a wife, right? So how's that going to solve the problem? How is your takana going to work, Rabbi Yehuda? Beiso amrachmana. The hachlav beiso he. The Torah says v'chibe badu v'ad beiso. She's not beiso until they're married. So says the Gemara, the Mekadosh lo. Of course, the Kohen Gadol has to be Mekadosh. Ay v'hakol kama lo konis lo lav beiso he. But until kinusin, until he's koneser, what is it koneser? Hachnasa l'rishus, hachnasa l'veiso. Until the Kohen Gadol brings her into his home. Until there's nisuin. Lav beiso he, she's not beiso either. The konesla. Says the Gemara, no, we're talking about that he's Mekadosher, he's Koneser, before Yom Kippur. She is his wife. She is his wife. So if she is his wife, then she'll be considered beiso. The Gemara continues, it's a bit more complicated than the way that I'm presenting it. You have to do it with a tanai, it's complicated. But that's the basic Gemara. It's not enough just to be Mekadosher, but you have to actually be Koneser. You need Kiddushin and Nisuin. Because if not, she's not going to be beiso. What does this Gemara show us? That kinusin, nisuin, is all about making the woman beveis habal. To be beisa. She's not just an eishes ish, but through nisuin she becomes an eishes ish beveis habal. It's a new level. It's a new level. That's a level of nisuin. And to be considered beiso shel kohen gadol, you need nisuin. It's not enough to have kiddushin, because kiddushin makes her an eishes ish, but doesn't make her beveis habal. The Chibur Bado Vad Beiso tells me that only an Eishes Ish Beveis Habal is an Isha. That's a bias for the Kohen Gadol. And then his Kapara is going to work. The Avodah is going to work. The Emes, this idea that Nisuin is about making the Eishes Ish Beveis Habal really emerges from the Shita, one of the Shitas in Rishonim that we just mentioned. If you tell me that Nisuin means Hachnasa L'Rishu, so going home together, so that's mamish beveis habal. That's what nisuin is all about, making her beveis habal, going home together. How do we understand the other shitas? That nisuin perhaps is badekin, or yichud, or chuppah. How do we understand those shitas? The answer is, all of those shitas are simply demonstrating, they're symbolizing eishes ish beveis habal. Chuppah is a symbolic bias. Yichud is even more so. It's a bias with real walls to it, it's a room. Badekin means that he's designating the kala in a special way, above and beyond kiddushin. Right? He's covering her, so to speak. The beis habal, it's a symbolic beis habal. Right? Nisuin is eishes ish beis habal, and all the shitos either are real hachnasa l'rishuso, that's how she becomes an asua, she really enters into beis habal. Well, either she doesn't really enter into beis habal, but they do a symbolic hachnasa l'rishuso. So that's how she becomes a Nesua, that's how she becomes a full Eishes Ish. She's not just a Mekudesha, she's a Nesua, she's a full Eishes Ish. That's Nisuin. Okay. Now that we know what Nisuin is, what the marker in the Pasuk is, and what it's all about, what's the Nafka Mina L'maisa? What does it matter that she's a Nesua? The fact that she's a Mekudesha is, we know, Arusa's Chayev Nisa. Chayevus Nisa if she's Mezana. And in Kiddushin Tov Simba, that we know. What's a Nafkamina if she's a Nesua? So the Gemara and the Mishnayos in different places, they list off a number of Nafkamina. That we know there's the relationship between a Baal and an Isha, and there are certain halachas that apply to an Eishes Ish, and an Eishes Ish Gemura. But many of those halachas only apply to a Nesua, to an Eishes Ish, who's Beveis Habal. L'mashal, Rashi right over here in the Mishnah, when he talks about Yevama. Now she says, Hayavama nignes dudiyah. So that's a very interesting kinyan, because it's not a kinyan of kiddushin, actually. There is no kiddushin by Yavama. What do you have? Do we have kesef and shtar by Yavama? Does anyone know? There is a kesef and shtar, but they're abonin. It's called maina. In our Torah, the way that a Yavam is kona Yavama is dudiyah. The Chazal felt that it's not so nice to start a relationship in such a way, so they were misakin that you should do a kiddusha kesef or shtar. You should do maimer. Maimer means to speak. Meaning they should talk to each other a little bit beforehand. That's a dindarabana. Min haTorah, though, the kinyan of the Yavama to the Yavam is consummated through Bia alone. But what's interesting is that doesn't create just kiddushin. We'll see exactly what is special about this kinyan. But Rashi says it's gomer ba. It creates the gemar isha. It's almost like a nisuin. How does that work? How does Bia jump the gun and create nisuin? So we'll see. We'll see, there is a Zika, the concept of Zika, for those who learned Yavamas a little bit. There's a relationship between the Yavama and the Yavam. Isha Hikmah Roman HaShamayim. She's coming from the dead brother. It's not like it's a relationship that's starting out of nothing. So maybe you can accomplish more in just a small act of diyan. But gomerva, it completes the kinyan. Maimer doesn't complete the kinyan, but diyan does complete the kinyan. To do what? Says Rashi, liot yorsha umitamila. To be yorsha, to inherit her if she dies, and to be mitamila. If a person, if the baal is a kohen, he can be mitamila to his wife. Normally a kohen is not allowed to be mitami to somebody who dies, but to his wife. He's allowed to be mitami. So these two halachas apply to a nesua, not to an arusa, they apply to a nesua. The Gemara later on in Daf Yud expands it a little bit further. The Gemara there is troubled. Again, we're just touching on some of these in Yonim just to get a background, and then we're gonna go into the nitty-gritty a bit more carefully. Okay, but just a couple of short pieces in the Gemara. You know, there's the concept of Kiddush Bia. So the Gemara asks, can Bia do Nisuin in one fell swoop? If you do one Maisa Bia, maybe you should be able to do Kiddushin and Nisuin together. Because Bia is certainly no worse than Hachnasa L'Rishuso. If Yichud HaRoy L'Bia can do Nisuin, then Bia itself certainly should be able to do Nisuin. But the question is, do you need two different Bias? A Bia for Kiddushin and a Bia for Nisuin? Or should I say no? If you're Mekadosh with Kiddush Bia, so then the entire Kinyan Ishus is Chav from the beginning. Through that Bia, you can make her a full Eshes Ish, both for Kiddushin and for Nisuin. So that's an Ibai in the Gemara. Ibayalahu Bia Nisuin Osa, Erisin Osa. What's an Afkimina whether Bia is Nisuin Osa or Erisin Osa? Nafkimina is after Gemara, Liosha, Litamila, Lahafer, Nidarea. Nafkimina for three things, for Yerusha, for Tuma, and to be Mefer, the Darim of the woman. What does that mean? That means that a Baal has control over a nether of his wife. She takes a nether, then he gets a nether, he can nullify it. As long as she's an Arusa, so then he shares control over the nether with the father. Right? The father and the Oros have shutfis on the nedarim of the woman. But after Nisuin, then the Baal is in total control of all of her nedarim. So that's another nafkamina between Erisin and Nisuin. I saw a hand. Sam.
It seems like the Gemara here on Lafayot groups those three things together. So Rashi doesn't
list. Right, I don't know why Rashi leaves out nedarim over here. So it's a little strange. Right? Should be together? Not sure. That's another nafkamina between Erisin and Nisuin. Then the Mishnah Ksubis goes further. The Mishnah Ksubis on Nafnun Tes Amud Beis points out that there are certain malachos that a wife has to do for her husband. Shibudin, right? Household chores that the wife is expected to do for the husband. That's the way it was at the time of the Mishnah. Every society has to determine what kind of chiyuvim the husband has for the wife, or what is normal to be done. But that's the way it was normal in society. She cooks, right? She grinds and she bakes and she does the laundry. She cooks, she nurses, she changes the linen. That's what used to be done. So it was understood that these were malachas that an isha is also labayla. It's not minat Torah. These are not mentioned by the Torah, but it could be that there's an understanding that once she's bevei sabal, then there are shibudim. There are shibudim both by isha lebaila and by baal leishto. It's a two-way street marriage. So the chachamim simply understood that the shibudim that the Torah wants to place on the wife should include these inyanim. Right? It's not that these inyanim are in the Torah. She has to bake and she has to cook, etc. But the mesaran akosav ella lachachamim to determine exactly what are the right things that the normal things for a wife to do for her husband. The Mishnah also says in Ksubas and Nachman Vav on the days, in a different context, that the husband is zakah b'metziyaso, matziyah deah. He gets a metziyah if she finds something in the street, mashakansi shakana baila. The matziyah daim of the wife go to the husband. If she works, the matziyah daim go to the husband. But he's responsible for her too. He has to give her mizonos. He has to support her. She'er ksus v'ona. He has to support her. He has to give her clothing. He has to be available for her, for Chayi Ishus, for Tashmish as well. He has to redeem her, the Mishnah says. He has to bury her. There are chiyuvim both ways, both ben Baal Isha and ben Isha Levaila. When do these chiyuvim take effect? B'shas Kiddushin? No. She's still the Beis Avia. B'shas Nisuin, that's when they take it. When she's the Beis Avah, that's when all these chiyuvim start. That's when the zechuyos, the special zechuyos, the Mitziah and Yerusha and Tumah, etc., the special zechuyos of the Baal kick in, and that's when the shibudim and baal leisha, ben isha levayla, that's when those shibudim kick in as well. The Gemara in the Darim on Daf Tezvav said that the shibud of Tashmish is both ways, so much so that if a woman wants to take a neder, that the hanah of the Tashmish should be on her husband, that the husband shouldn't be able to have Tashmish with her. She can't, since she's Meshavedas Levaila. She's Meshavedas Levaila for Chaya Isha. She can't take a neder to after Tashmish on her husband. That's like taking a neder that Reuven's Peres should be Osir on Reuven. That doesn't make any sense. I'm not a Bailim over Reuven's Peres. He's a Bailim, so I can't take a neder to after his Peres on himself. Same thing over here. The woman can't take a neder to ask her tashmish on her husband. By the same token, he can't take a neder to ask his tashmish on her. They're both mishubah to each other for chayi ishus. All that occurs b'shas nisu. All that occurs b'shas nisu. Nisuin completes the ishus. It consummates the kinyan. And as a result, many, many other halachas kick in. She's a full ishus ish. She's an ishus ish with eitzabal. And many other halachas kick in, many different zechuyos kick in between the husband and the wife. Okay. These are the two basic concepts of the kinyan ishus. There's kiddushin and there's nisuin. So if you were to ask me, I'd say that these two are totally separate kinyan. But there's a kinyan, there's a kinyan kiddushin, there's a kinyan nisuin. Never the twain shall meet. They're both achieving a kinyan ishus, a certain level of kinyan ishus, a certain relationship between a woman and her husband. But they're two different kinyanim. Kiddushin is done through kesef shtar mbiya. Nisuin is done through chuppah, through yichud, or through badekin, etc. The maisa kinyan is different, and the chalos kinyan is different. They're two separate kinyanim that are accomplishing different things. They're both accomplishing things that relate to ishus. Nafkamina lemaisa relating to ishus, but at first glance, since they're accomplishing different things, we must view them as two totally separate kinyanim. That's what, at first glance, you'd say, that the kinyan of ishus is composed of two parts. There's kiddushin. The kinyan of kiddushin is accomplished through the maisa kinyan of kesef shtar mbiya. And then there's the kinyan of nisuin. And the kinyan of nisuin is accomplished through a different type of maisa kinyan with other nafkamina lemaisa, with certain halachos that affect the relationship between husband and wife as a result of nisuin. At first glance, you'd say that these are separate kinyan. The problem is, when you start to look at some of the Rishonim, you see that they blur the differences. They blur the line of demarcation between Kiddushin and Nisuin. Take, for example, the first Tosus in the Sech. Okay, now that we saw the Mishnah, let's look at the Tosus, see what Tosus says, and we'll see that the background that we have in Kiddushin and Nisuin, we'll see there's a line of Tosus that's quite interesting. Ha'isha nickname, Zok Tosus, Ha'chatani Behei. Here, the Mishnah uses the lashon hey, ha isha. Lechem v'chama duchtin kabei ish ve'isha ketani behei. Very often we find in other circumstances when the Mishnah talks about an ish or an isha, it uses a hey, kemo ha isha shehocha, ha isha shehalach baila, ha isha shenis armela, ha isha mekadesh. Very often when we use the term ish or isha, we use it with a hey, ha ish, ha isha. Kaktosis akosha, the Ba'ahid is not Basula Nises. The first Mishnah in Ksuba is Basula Nises Liyom Haravi. The Basula gets married with Nisuin Taka, like the Beis Habal, on Wednesday, because if he doesn't find Basulin, then he'll come to Bezdin on Thursday morning and he'll put forth a Tainas Basulin. That's talking about Nisuin, right? Basula Nises Liyom Haravi. So Fraktosis is, but there it doesn't say Habasula Nises, it says Basula Nises. Amailo Tani Habasula Nises. Should have said Habasula. Ha'isha nicknames Habasula Nises. What's the difference? Why here does it use a Lashon of Hay? Lashon Isha with the Hay, and there it says Basula without a Hay. Yeshlomish says, tell us, the Hacha Akrokai. Ha'isha nicknames of our Mishnah is going on the Pasuk. Ha'isha Hamavurer is the Pasuk. The Isha of the Pasuk, Kika Cheshisha Uva'ola. The Ashkach the Isha Mavurer is the Pasuk, Gabin Yisun, the Chsuk Kika Cheshisha. We find an Isha in the Pasuk regarding Nisuin. So since we find an Isha regarding the Pasuk, the Mishnah says, Ha'isha nixnes, that Isha that you have in the Pasuk, Ki'ika Cheshisha, that's talking about Nisuin, that Isha is nixnes, B'sholosh Brachim, B'kesef Shtarubim. Avo B'sula, Lokai Akra. But B'sula Nisuin is not going on the B'sula of Akra. Lo Ashkachta B'shemduchta B'sula of Akra, B'furash Gavi Nisuin. We don't find the word B'sula in the Pasuk relating to Nisuin. So you don't find basula in the pasuk. There's no habasula. There's no specific basula. It's a basula can get married. A basula should get married on Wednesday. So that if the husband has a problem, whoever ties basula. Ha'isha niknais is going on the isha dekra ki gachish isha. Basula nis is not going on any basula dekra because there is no basula dekra that's referring to nisu. Ad kan divrei. Sounds like a pretty innocuous toast. What's noteworthy? You're really medayik in the Lashon Tos. What's strange?
Yes.
Why do you use the word
Nisuin? Nisuin, what's the Lashon Nisuin over here? Suppose it says we find Isha in the Pasuk Lagavi Nisuin. Ki Yigach Ish Isha is not Ritzon Nisuin. Okay, you say, come on. He means marriage. He means the Pasuk told about marriage. Look, the two Mishnayot are talking about issues relating to marriage. We find the word Isha in the Pasuk regarding marriage. We don't find the word Basul in the Pasuk regarding marriage. That's the Parshat Pshat. Right? If I were Pashtun, I'd say, I read Tosas like that and say, okay, I don't know if I'd make a big deal out of the line Tosas. But Halodavahu, this is the first Tosas in Mesechet Kiddushin. And he's already blurring the differences between Kiddushin and Nisuin. It's a little muddled. It's a little strange. Tosas should be more careful than that. Why does he do that? Why does he intimate that Kiyigah Cheshish is really talking about Nisun? It's a positive about Kiddushin, it's not Nisun. Blurring the differences between Kiddushin and Nisun. We find another Rishon that does the same thing. The Gemara later on in Daf Hei quotes Rav Huna Shita that maybe Chuppah should be able to create the Kinyan Kiddushin. Yes, Chuppah can make the Kinyan Kiddushin. Strange. We'll get to it. Rav Huna Shita. I mean, it makes a lot of sense. He has a kavachomer, right? If chuppah can do nisuin, koshkin should be able to do kiddushin. Because kesef can't do nisuin, but it can do kiddushin. So chuppah, which can do nisuin, of course it should be able to do kiddushin. Kavachomer, and then we'll talk. The Gemara's going to talk. But in the midst of that sugya, the Gemara quotes the memory of Ulud. Behamar Ulud, Bar Torah, Arusa Bat Yisrael, Ocheles B'Trum. Shenemar B'Koyin Ki'ik, Nenefesh Kinyin Kaspo. B'Hai Kinyin Kaspo, Minat Torah, and Arusa, someone who's only a Mekudesh, can eat Truma. This is another Nafkamina. Right? Another Nafkamina for Kiddushin, not only that if she's Mizdana, she's Chayav Misa. Not only that ain't Kiddushin Tov Siva. Minat Torah, she can eat Truma. Minat Torah. Midrabanan, she still can't eat Truma. Chazal said she shouldn't eat Truma. Even if she gets married to a Kohen, even if a Kohen is a Kaddish. Why? Matam Amru Eino Chelet, Gezerish, and Yimzugu La Kosa Vesa. Diyav Etashkema La Achia, La Achosa. We're afraid, look, where's she living? She's only in the Kudesh, so where's she living? She's living in her father's home. She has siblings. So we're afraid, maybe she'll feed the truma. You know, the husband's going to send a parcel. It's like, you know, you have a kid in camp, so you send a nice box of treats to the child in camp. It's like the highlight of the day. I know the feeling. Right? So the husband will send a package of truma to his wife. Yeah, but the problem is, the siblings are there. Come on, give us a little bit. So we're afraid that the girl is going to feed. She's going to give over some of the truma to her siblings. So the siblings are not related to. They're not kohanim and they're not nishay kohanim. So they're not allowed to eat truma. Gevalt, a zar eating truma, zar shochel truma, terrible avera. So Chazal said, let the arusa not eat truma. It's a bad idea since she's not the beis habal. There's this chashash that maybe truma will end up in the wrong hands and end up in the wrong mouth. So we wait until she's Bevei Sabal. But even Bevei Sabal, she can still share with her siblings. It's very unlikely. It's not going to happen. Once she's Bevei Sabal, we're not going to share. So as long as she's Bevei Sabal, then she can eat. But Minat Torah, she should be able to eat Mishas Erisin from the time of the Kiddushin, because she's already Kinyan Kaspo. She's Kinyan Kaspo of the Kohen. Kohen, the Baal, who is Mekadesh, his wife with Kesef. Once she's Kinyan Kaspo, she should be able to eat Truma. How is she Kinyan Kaspo? She's owned by the husband. That's one thing that if a Kohen buys a behemoth, right? Buys a behemoth, he can feed the behemoth, karshine truma. When it's not supposed to feed the behemoth, Michael Adam, you're not supposed to misuse the truma. So if you have Michael Adam, if you have a rib steak, it's probably not so good to give it to your dog, right? That's not going to be truma anyway, it's meat. But okay, if you have a nice pizza. If you have some truma, right? Dagon, tirosh, yitzar, some kind of a nice wine or something. So if it's royal and Michael Adam, you're not supposed to give that to a behemoth. But karshine truma, certain beans, so people don't eat that stuff. So the Mishnah, you say that. You can give to a behemoth. How can he give truma to a behemoth? The behemoth's not a kohen. No, but he's kinyan kasvul of the kohen. So kinyan kasvul of the kohen can eat truma. Eved kanani of the kohen can eat truma. The eved kanani was bought by the kohen, so now he's kinyan kasvul of the kohen. So the eved kanani can eat truma as well. The wife of the kohen is kinyan kasvul. He bought her. She's like an eved. She's like a behemoth. Chalila. That's not what we're saying. So how is she kinyan kasvul? It's up to Tosfos Rosh. You know why she's kinyan kasvul? She's mishubad asla. That's the toast of Rosh, Niran Dafei. Hi, Kinyan Kasvul. Kevin Shemoshel Aleha, Umushubed Eslo, since he's Moshel Aleha, since he's in control of her, Umushubed Eslo, and she's Meshubed him, she has obligations toward him, Mikri Kinyan Kasvul. She's called Kinyan Kasvul. What does that mean? Because she's Meshubed Eslo, therefore she's Kinyan Kasvul, the husband? What does that mean? So Lechor, what the toast of Rosh is saying, is that through the Kesef Shtarubia, the Baal is Kone, the wife. He has a Kenyan, the Gufa Isha, Le'inyan, the Malachos that she has to do for him. He's Moshel Aleha. That means she has to do Malachos to him, like the Mishnah Ksuba says. And he's not Moshel in the sense that he's the king over her. It means that she's Meshubah to him, to do Malachos for him, to take care of the household. Right? She's Meshubah to him. And that's not just the Sheba Ba'alma. The Tosfos Rosh seems to be saying it's Mamasha Kinyan. It's Kinyan Kasvul. Through Kesef, through the Shtar and Via, he's Kone the woman. He owns her to some extent. Chas v'shalom, not like a behema, not like an Eved Kenani, but there's some kind of a Kinyan. And because there's some kind of a Kinyan, so therefore she's called Kinyan Kasvul of the husband. And that's why she can eat Shulma, because she's really no different than the behemoth and the Eved Kenani. Of course, she's very different. Very, very different. But in terms of Kinyan Kasvul, she's the same. It's the same status, so therefore she can eat truma. That's what the Tosfos Rosh says. Tosfos Rosh is a pella. What's he saying? Kinyan Kasvul is chal at what time? Kiddushin! He's Moshel Aleha Umeshubed Eslo Mishat Kiddushin? That's Mishat Nisulin. It's a kugel. What's he making a kugel over here? How can you define the woman as Kinyan Kasvul already, Mishav Kiddushin, because of the shivudin that a nesua has to her husband? What does one have to do with the other? He's blurring the two. The lines of demarcation are being blurred. Are there really two different stages, two different Kinyanim, a Kinyan Kiddushin and a Kinyan Nisuin? Or is there something strange going on over here? Is there a blurring of the lines of demarcation between these two things, these two Kinyanim? The Rishonim seem to be blurring the lines of demarcation between Kiddushin and Nisuin. Rav once wanted to say that maybe the Yisod here, he didn't say this on the Tosfos Rosh and Tosfos on Navbeis, but he did have the Yisod. Maybe Nisuin is not really a separate Kinyan. Maybe really the Kinyan Isha is composed of one Maisa Kinyan, and that's the Kinyan of Kiddushin. The Kinyan of Kiddushin really accomplishes everything. Maybe what we're seeing here is that the Kinyan of Ishus is really a Kinyan of Kiddushin. Kiddushin, the Keter Shtarbia, really accomplishes everything. There's just one problem. The reason why, practically, it doesn't create all of the Nafkamina Lamaisa that we've discussed about an Ashes Ish is because there's an impediment that prevents the Kinyan from being chal completely. Really, Me'ikra, then the Kinyan Kiddushin should create all of the changes in this woman. Everything. The fact that if she's Mizan, she's Chayav Misa, and the fact that in Kiddushin Tov Simba, and Yerusha, and Tumah, and Mitzia, and everything, Nidarim, everything. Everything should be changed by the Kinyan of Kiddushin. But the problem is, the Kinyan of Kiddushin can only change the woman regarding issues that don't require her to be Beveis HaBaal. You see, until she's Beveis HaBaal, there's an impediment, there's a monea that prevents the Kinyan of Kiddushin from being chal completely. Because it doesn't make sense that the Baal should be able to be Yorish's wife unless she's Beveis HaBaal. It doesn't make sense that he should be able to be Metameila, or that he should be Zoch in the Messiah, or that she should be Meshubah to him for the Melachas that the Mishnah Ksubas has, or she should be Meshubah to him for Tashmish unless she's Beveis HaBaal. So that impediment that she's not the Beis HaBaal prevents the Kinyan of Kiddushin from being completely chal. So So it will be chal as far as it can be, but for those in Yonah that it can't take effect, then it's in limbo. It's waiting to see whether that impediment is going to be removed. If and when that impediment is removed, if the woman then becomes the Beis HaBaal, if hachnas al rishuso, or there is some kind of symbolic gesture to demonstrate that she's now the Beis HaBaal, she's now Rishus HaBaal, chupa, or yichud, badekin, etc. So then the original Kinyan Kiddushin is now able to be chal completely. It's now able to express itself completely because there's no impediment holding it back from allowing the Kinyan Ishus to be chal completely. It could be that Nisuin is not an independent Kinyan, it's a matzav. I was just sitting next to a particular Rav at a chasana, so we were talking about this Indian, so he said, Nisuin is a matzav, he tells me. Right, exactly. Nisuin is a situation, it's a state of being. The state of being that she's the Zei Sabal, exactly. That she's the Zei Sabal. It's a matzav, it's not a Kinyan. It's that if she's in a matzav that she's the Zei Sabal, then the Kinyan Kiddushin can be chal completely. But if she's not in a matzav that she's the Zei Sabal, then the Kinyan Kiddushin can only be chal partially. But it's the Kinyan Kiddushin that's doing everything. It's not that the Kinyan Kiddushin does half and the Kinyan Kiddushin does the other half. No, the Kinyan Kiddushin does everything, but there's a Tanakh. The t'nai for the Kiddushin, the Kinyan Kiddushin to do everything is that she has to be Beis HaBaal. If she's not Beis HaBaal, it's only going to do a couple of things. Truma min HaTorah, Ein Kiddushin Tov Simba, Misa if she's Mizana. It's not going to do everything. But if there's a Matzav that she's a Beis HaBaal, then Iktaka can do everything. Then the Kinyan Kiddushin, the original Kinyan, is going to be able to do everything because in such a case, there's no Monea, there's no impediment preventing the Kinyan Kiddushin from being Chal completely. So then it's able to be Chal completely. The Rav pointed out that there are two sugyas that show this idea very, very clearly. One is the Gemara in Ksubas on Daf Milva. I know this is a little bit far afield, it's not on the Mishnah, but this is just a background. The Shir is just a background for the future, and then in Mitzvah Shem, as the Shirim continue, we're going to get back into the nitty-gritty of the Rashi and the Rishonim on the Mishnah on that base. The Gemara in Kiddushin quotes an interesting Machlokes Tanoim about a very strange circumstance. It actually also appears in Kiddushin. It's also, this Bryce is quoted in Kiddushin on Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis. For those who are learning the Kiyas, you'll meet up with it later. The Bryce says, Ha'omer le'isha harei ha'mekudeshes le'amana she'en l'chalai sher k'sus sa'ona harei ze mekudeshes le'sinov batal. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that someone tells a woman, harei ha'mekudeshes le'amana she'en l'chalai sher k'sus sa'ona, I don't want to have to give you mizonos, I don't want to have to support you, or to give you clothing, or to live chaya ishus with you, have ona. Rabbi Meir says that masna mashakos about Torah, he made a tznai against the Torah, and that tznai is bata. The rule is that if someone does a maisa ala tznai, and he's masna al mashakos about Torah, then tznai bato, u'maisa kaim. We take the maisa, because we assume that he did the maisa seriously. If a tznai isn't a good tznai, isn't a tznai just disintegrates? The tznai now doesn't exist. Rabbi Meir says, so the same is true in this case. The masna mashakos v'atar tznai bato, she is mekudesha, and he's chayav to give a sher psud zon. Rabbi Yehuda Omer B'davar Shev Lama Tzna Okayim. Rabbi Yehuda agrees the Masna Mashakos Batara Tznai Batal Amai Tzakayim, but he says this is a special case. The B'davar Shev Mamon by monetary issues. What's the monetary issue over here? The share in the Ksus, right? The owner is not Mamon, but at least by the share in the Ksus, he can be Masna. Rabbi Yehuda holds he can be Masna. The Tznai is Kayim. By owner he can't be Masna. He has to do the owner. But sharing ksus, he can be master. Why? As the Gemara explains in different places, Rabbi Yehuda assumes that by Davar Shev Mamon, we assume that if the person agrees, it's as if they're saying, it's as if I was Makabel the Mamon. Right? I'll treat it as if I got the share in the ksus. Mechila, it's like Mechila, basically. The person can be Mamon, but not just Mechila. You're saying, Hareni Ki'ilu is Kabalti, it's as if I got the share in the ksus, so It's not against the Torah. It's like you paid up. So there's no problem. The deal with the whole V'dor Sheva Mama Matan Mashakas of the Torah is going to be Kai. Because it's not a Mashakas of the Torah. She can say, Harena Ki Ilu is Kabbalah. It's if I got the share in the Ksus, it's not against the Torah. Rabbi Meir says no. Even by V'dor Sheva Mama on Ein Snow, Kai and Matan Mashakas of the Torah, it's no Batil. That's the Gemara. What's this guy talking about? Harad Mekudesh Esli, Amanasha Ein Lechalai Sher Ksus V'onen. We're talking B'Shas Kiddushin, and he's Masna about Shibudim that should exist B'Shas Nisuin. He's not Chayav and Shekzus the owner B'Shas Kiddushin. He's only Chayav to support his wife and to give her Tashmish after Nisuin. So what kind of a strange thing is this B'Chlap? Even before we delve into the details of the Tzai. But what kind of a Tzai is this? He's Masna about the Nisuin in the Kiddushin? Mixing oranges and pickles here. I mean, like, what's going on over here? How do we understand the nature of the Tzai B'chlal? It's even worse than that. Because Tosus asked the following kasha there in Ksubas. I hope some of you had an opportunity to see the Tosus. How many of you did see the Tosus? Okay, some. Okay, Tosus asked the following kasha. I'm not going to read it inside. I'll just say it about that. The halacha is, the Mishnah says in Bava Kama, that if someone says to his friend, Prak Susi, or Shaber Kadi, rip my clothing, make my day, rip my shirt, break my picture, and you'll be fine. So Nisha said he's fine. You can be master, that someone will damage you, and he'll be positive. So says Tosis, I don't understand. Mm-hmm. Rabbi Meir holds that master, Masha Kosta Batzara, Tzmel Batzel, over here, even B'davi Sheva Mamon, I read B'kodesh Yisrael Menashe and Lachalai Shekhsus Va'ona, Rabbi Meir says, it's Masna Mashakas Vatar, it's no Batel. But yet the Mishnah says that you could be Masna, that someone can break your property and be Potter. That's also against the Torah. How does that make any sense? Maishno Kiddushin mi Nezikin. By Nezikin you can make a tie against the Torah, so by Kiddushin you should be able to make a tie against the Torah too. The Tosus works hard on this kasha. But one answer that Tosus gives is eye-opening. His Lashon is just Pashut unbelievable. What does he say? So, Yesh Lomar, the Nezakin Lodama L'Kiddushin. The Hocha Hainu Taima, the Ein Kiddushin L'Chatzoyim. The Ein Lecho Kiddushin, She'ein Lo Olov She'erksus Ve'ona. Afogabi Nezakin Lo Shayach L'Nemar Hochim. Says Tosus, Nezakin and Kiddushin are not the same at all. The reason why Rabbi Meir holds that Harei Avakadesh Liam Nasha En Lechalai Sherksus Ve'ona Tzno Batel. That's because what's he trying to do? He's trying to create a new type of Kiddushin, a Kiddushin without Sherksus Ve'ona. Such a Kiddushin doesn't exist. You can't create a barrier such as that. That's not a barrier in the Torah. It doesn't exist in the Torah. You want to do Kiddushin? Kiddushin comes with Sherksus Ve'ona. A deacon? What's the problem? What, it's not going to be Nezek if you put it from the Tashlumin? The two have nothing to do with each other. Nezek is Nezek. You're not saying that it's not going to be Nezek. You're saying the person shouldn't be chayav to pay. It's not the same. In the case of Kiddushin, the person who makes the Tanai is trying to create a new type of Kiddushin. Kiddushin without certain Shibudim. That can't exist. Ain't Kiddushin l'chatzayim. That's what Rabbi Meir is saying. Masa mashakosu batar tzno batel, because you can't create a new chepsa that's not in the Torah. You can't create a new concept that's against the concept that exists in the Torah. The concept of Kiddushin in the Torah is Kiddushin with Sherksus Va'ona. You can't create a Kiddushin without Sherksus Va'ona. Ein Kiddushin L'chatzoyim. But by Nezikin, you're not saying it's not Nezikin. You're saying he did a Nezek, but he should be posted from paying. The Nezek doesn't, the payment is not part of the Nezek. The payment is the response to the Nezek. Sherksus Va'ona is the Kiddushin. That's the essence of what Kiddushin is all about. Ein Kiddushin L'chatzoyim. Sherksus Va'ona, part of Kiddushin. Ain't Kiddushin L'chatzayim? What's Tosus talking about? That's not part of Kiddushin. Sherksus Va'ona is part of Nisuin. What is Tosus saying? That's part of Kiddushin? The Tanai is occurring B'Shas Kiddushin, and that Kiddushin L'chatzayim? It's not Kiddushin L'chatzayim at all. It's Nisuin L'chatzayim. What's this Tanai over here? The reason why it doesn't work is because you can't create a partial Kiddushin. It's not a partial Kiddushin. It's a Tanai in the Nisuin, not in the Kiddushin. And what kind of a Tanai does this mean, Bechlal, that I'm being Matna in the Nisuin, B'Shat Kiddushin? What is going on in this Tosus? Dr. Rav, Tosus is saying, Tosus is telling us between the lines that Nisuin is not a separate kenyan. The shibudin rachal ben ish leisha ben baal leishto ben ish leisha ben isha leish b'shas Nisuin, the real kona, the real shoresh of that chiyuv, is chal when? B'shas kiddushin, of course. Because the kenyan kiddushin is really what creates the entire kenyan isha. It's just what comes. That not all of the shibudin can be chal b'shas kiddushin because she's not a beis haba. Because she's not a beis haba, there's an impediment. There's a tonight. There's an impediment that prevents the kenyan kiddushin from being chal completely. But the real kone, the real mechayev of all the shibudim is the shas kiddushin. So that's taka why it makes sense to be mas. Now, amnashen lachalai sheksus va'ona b'shas kiddushin. Because that's really when the chiyev should be chal. And that's why Tosa says, Rabbi Meir will hold it. It's not the Mashiach's Vatar, it's no bottle, because ain't Kiddushin Lachatzayim. It's Taka Kiddushin Lachatzayim, the Kinyan Kiddushin. You're trying to make the Kinyan Kiddushin be Chal partially. Not that it's going to be Chal partially, but Sharp Kiddushin. Of course it's only going to be Chal. It only should be Chal, but Sharp Nisuin. But it's the Kiddushin that's creating that whole Kinyan. The Chalos Ishus is B'Shav Kiddushin. It should be B'Shav Kiddushin. The Maisa Kinyan is certainly B'Shav Kiddushin. It's just it's not going to be Chal completely until Nisuin, because then there's an impediment. There's a T'nai that has to be fulfilled. She's got to be Levei Sabal for all the Shibudim, Bein Zeh L'Zeh, to kick in. But it's really all happening. The Shoresh, the strength, the source of the Kinyan is really occurring B'Shav Kiddushin. It's just it's going to lay dormant. It's going to be in limbo until the impediment is removed, and then it can be chal completely. So the lashon of the Gemara and the lashon of Tosus is halfway fulfilled according to this point. The Rav pointed out one final raya. I think some of you who were here in Subis remember this from the first parak, maybe. A beautiful sugya, which hopefully we'll get to later again, just a snippet, just a touch. This is nice. This is very nice. The other one was nice too, but I'm saying this is right here in Kiddushin. If you'll turn for a moment to Daf Yud, I'm not sure that you had a chance to look at it, but let's just look at it together briefly. We know one of the ways that you can be Mekayesh and Ish is with Kiddushe Bia. So Bia is composed of different parts. There's Tchilas Bia, the Gemara talks about, and there's Sof Bia. There's a Gemar Bia, there's Tchilas Bia when the Eva first enters, and then there's Sof Bia, Gemar Bia when the Eva is completely installed. So the Shaila the Gemar has is, when is Kiddushe Bia Chal? Is a Chal B'Tchila, the Harah as they call it, Harah, that's the Lashon, the technical term that the Gemar uses, or is it Chal B'Sof Bia? Yibayelu, Tchilas Bia Kono, Sof Bia Kono. So you might ask me, what does it matter? There's going to be a Sof Bia, it's not going to end with a Tchilas Bia, so like, what does it matter? Nafkamina kigon sheheraba upash the other the kibla kiddushin me'achin. So one nafkamina, very strange nafkamina, is let's say the husband and wife are having a bia, but he only did a hara, he only did a chilas bia, and then she accepts kiddushin from someone else. Kiddusha kech, that's not bia. So will she be mukadeshes to the second person? If you hold that sov bia's kohenish, she wasn't mukadeshes to the first person. Okay, sometimes the Gemara gives a nafkamina that's not so practical, but it shows what the nafkamina could be. But now the Gemara has a much more practical nafkamina. Inami l'kohen gadol, the kohen is besula b'diyah. We know a kohen gadol, the hu isha besuleha, yigach, a kohen gadol has to marry a besula. So let's say he marries the besula b'diyah. Oh, that could be a problem. Because if so b'diyah's kona, it turns out he's marrying a ba'ula, because she's already a ba'ula from the time of the tchilas b'diyah. So it's important to know which part of the b'diyah is kona. The kohen gadol would not be able to be kona his wife, the Bia, if the Sof Bia is going to be Kohen. Okay? That's what the Gemara assumes. That's the Gemara. What's the Maskon of the Gemara? Omar, Ameymar, Mishmei, the Rava, Kalabol, Daitabal, Gemara Bia. The das of the individuals for the Gemara Bia. The Gemara Bia is Mokhoshev, the Tchilas Bia is just beginning. The Gemara Bia is the end. So Mistoma, his das is on the Gemara Bia. He doesn't want to be Kohen, his wife, until the Gemara Bia. That's the Maskon of the Gemara. So if someone asks you, Kiddushe Bia, when is it Chal? Which part of the Bia? So the Gemara in Kiddush on Daf Yud says Gemara Bia. Comes Tosis and asks the age-old question that the Gemara Yavama says that Ishiz Nitnes, the Hara is Konan. The Hagemara concludes that Gemara Bia is Konan, and the Gemara Yavama says that Tchilas Bia is Konan. Tchamash is Stira Guluya between two sugis. is Tchilas Biyakana or Sof Biyakana? HaGemara says Sof Biyakana, and the Gemara Yivama says Tchilas Biyakana. How can that be? So Tosus has a number of different sheets. At the very end of Tosus, he quotes the Rav Nissim Gong. Rabbeinu Nissim Gong, you want to follow inside. In Zibur Masel Kol. Rabbeinu Nissim Gong Tireh, Sahidi Yivama's Ari Acha Kiddushin. Acha Kiddushin. Da'al Yidei Otsa Hara, Havi Kinesua Kemochupa. For Bia to make Nisuin that we follow Tchilas Bia. So Acha Kiddushin. Da'al Yidei Otsa Hara, Havi Kinesua Kemochupa, Dula Acha Kiddushin. To create a Nisua with Bia, so that Tchilas Bia is enough. But to create the status of Kiddushin, for that you need a Sof Bia. Rabbeinu Nissim Gaon is being mechalek gufa between Kiddushin and Nisuin in terms of which part of the Bia counts. Are you kona b'tchilas Bia or kona b'sof Bia? For Kiddushin, daito al-gemar Bia, kona b'sof Bia. For Nisuin, for some reason we don't say daito al-gemar Bia. Kona b'tchilas Bia. And that answers the stira between the Gemara Yivamis and the Gemara Kiddushin. So the question is, how do we understand Rabbeinu Nissim Gaon? The Gemara told us Daito Al Gemar Bia. The reason why Kiddushin Bia is only Kona B'Sof Bia is because it's his Daat. It's all in the mind. It's a mind game. He wants to be Kona B'Sof Bia. So if for Kiddushin he wants to be Kona B'Sof Bia, why for Nisuin does he not want to be Kona B'Sof Bia? It's Daito Al Gemar Bia for the Nisuin too. So what changed? Rabbeinu Nissim Gaon says, no, Daito Al Gemar Bia, that relates to Kiddushin. The Gemara Yevamos is talking about Nisuin there, Hara, Tchilas Bia is going to be Kona. Why don't I say Daito al-Gemar Bia by Nisuin as well? Look, the Rav, I'll tell you why. Because Nisuin is not an independent kinyan. When do we say Daito al-Gemar Bia? When do we care about the das of the individual? That's when he's in control of the kinyan. If I'm accomplishing a kinyan, I can delay its chalos. Right? If I'm accomplishing a kinyan, if I'm selling something to Gabriel, I can say, I don't want the sale to be chal today. I want it to be chal after the midterm. I want to see your grades, and then I'll see whether I want it to be chal. I want to delay the chal. How can I do that? The answer is because I'm the buyer. I'm the one in control. I'm the one who's doing the kinyan. So I can delay the chalos, la'achal lamed. Or I can delay the chalos until the gemar bia. Daito al gemar bia. So if I'm the one who's doing the kinyan, I can delay the chalos to whatever time I want. But if we understand Nisuin not as a separate kinyan, but rather just as a matzav, as a situation, as a tanai that has to be fulfilled for the kinyan kiddushin to be consummated, the real kinyan over here that's creating all of the shibudim, bein ish le'isha, is really kiddushin. All of the halachos really are taking effect through the kinyan of kiddushin. It's just that we have to be patient. We have to be patient until the impediment that's preventing the kinyan kiddushin from being chal completely is removed. She has to be bevei sabal. But it's not that doing a chuppah or doing a yichud, or even doing a ma'aseh bia. It's not that the ma'aseh bia is kona her l'shem nisuin. All the ma'aseh bia is nihugei ishus. They're living as husband and wife. That's tantamount to hachnasa l'rishuso. That's like Bevei Sabal, even if it's not Bevei Sabal, right? If he's having a beer with her, even if it's not Bevei Sabal, that's living together as husband and wife. So once they're living together as husband and wife, then the kinyan kiddushin can be chal completely. It can fill in. It can be consummated. But it's not he who is creating that kinyan. He did the kinyan b'shas kiddushin. He's not creating the kinyan nisuin. The situation is creating the kinyan nisuin. The fact that the tanai is fulfilled and she's now bevei sabal, memela, the original kinyan kiddushin is going to be chal completely. So if the baal is not the one who's doing the kinyan nisuin, then we don't really care about his daat. He can't do a bia bal karach. He can't do it against her will because that's not a ma'aseh nisuin. Right? They have to live together as a husband and wife. That means that it's consensual. But we're not listening to his daat. So just because Daito al-Gemar Bia doesn't matter. When it comes to Nisuin, we don't care about Daito al-Gemar Bia because he's not the one who's creating the kinyan Nisuin. We care about his Daat B'Shat Kiddushin, but as long as they are Noheg Chaya Ishus together, then that removes the impediment and allows the original kinyan to be Chal. We care about his Daat only B'Shat Kiddushin. His Daat B'Shat Nisuin is irrelevant. As long as they're doing a Ma'aseh Ishus, then the original kinyan Kiddushin is going to be Chal completely. So this, Rabbi Nissim Gaon also shows that Nisun is not a separate thing, but rather it's the Gemar of the Kenyan Kedushin. It's the Tanai that has to be fulfilled in order for the original Kenyan to be Chal completely. So this could be what the Tosas Rosh had in mind. The Tosas Rosh says, Min HaTorah, Arusa Bat Yisrael, Ochelet B'Tshuma. Why? He's Moshe, Lalea, she's Meshubedes to him. Wasn't it she's Meshubedes to him from the time of Kedushin? What he means is that in the Kenyan Kedushin, licked, right? Lying in the Kenyan Kedushin is all the Shibudim that are going to be Chal B'Shas Nisuin. That's why it's a Kenyan Kaspa. What, how is the Baal acquiring his wife B'Shas Kedushin? I'll tell you what. He's doing a Kenyan, which is going to have within it the power to be Meshavet her to him when the Nisuin occurs. That's all hidden. That's all lying in the Kenyan Kedushin. So that's why the Torah Surah says it's not a steer. It's not that she's Meshuva B'Shas Nisuin, but we're talking about Kedushin. No! The Shibudim of Nisuin come from the Kedushin. That's why the woman can be called Kenyan Kaspo of her husband, Meshas Kedushin. Because Meshas Kedushin, you've set the stage, you've done the Maisa Kenyan, which is going to create the Shibudei Ishus of Nisuin. They're not going to be created B'Shas Nisuin, they're really created B'Shas Kedushin, as long as you fulfill the Tanai of Nisuin. That's why she can be called Kenyan Kaspo. I once heard many years ago, Rabbi Twersky suggested, someone told me, Rabbi Twersky suggested that maybe that's the deeper understanding of Tosus on Daf Beis. Tosus on Daf Beis blurs the lines of demarcation. It seems to call Nisuin Kiddush, seems to call Kiddushin Nisuin, right? The Kiyika Cheshisha is a pasuk that refers to Nisuin. We have an Isha Hamavureras, the pasuk. There is an Isha in the pasuk Kiyika. There's an Isha in the pasuk that talks about Nisuin. But there's no Basula in the pasuk that talks about Nisuin. So we asked, where does it say Isha in the pasuk by Nisuin? It says Isha in the pasuk by Kiddushin. Why does Tosas use a Lashon Nisuin if the pasuk is really talking about Kiddushin? But Tversky wanted to suggest that maybe this is the idea. Now, again, it's not mukh that you have to say this. You can say posh is that Tosas is just saying that regarding marriage we find an Isha in the pasuk and we don't find the Sul in the pasuk. You could say posh upshot. But according to the Rav, Tosas in those days takes on new meaning. It's like candy. It's just beautiful. That Tosas is saying that Nisuin is not an independent idea. Nisuin is part of Kiddushin. The source of everything that happens B'Shas Nisuin is the Kiddushin. So Kiyika Cheshisha is not a person that's only talking about Kiddushin. It's talking about Nisuin too. It's all one unit. So it's not that Tosus is saying something in a way that's not Meduyak. It's very Meduyak. Tosus is pointing out that Mishnah Ksuba says Basula Nisa. There's so many Nisuin. So the Tosus is saying that regarding Nisuin, we never find the term Basula in the pasuk, but regarding Nisuin, we do find the term Isha. Yeah, where? Kika Cheshisha. Ah, but that's talking about Kedushin? No! Nisuin itself, everything that comes as a result of Nisuin is licked in the Kenyan Kedushin. It's all coming from the Kenyan Kedushin. The Kenyan Kedushin creates halachas that relate to this woman in her status as a Mekudeshet, but it also creates the potential for a Kenyan that will create Shibudim, which will happen when the impediment that she's no longer, that she's not based about is removed. All of the Shibudim of Ishas are lying in the Kenyan Kedushin. So it's not such a misnomer to say that Kiyiga Cheshisha is really a pasuk that relates to Nisuin. Because he's trying to say it relates to all of Ishus. The pasuk Kiyiga Cheshisha is not just about Kiddushin. It's about Nisuin too. Because all the Shibudim ben Ish le'Isha that Achal B'Shas Nisuin really have their source in the Kenyan Kiddushin.